Batchelor. The Wall Street Journal editorial. Inflation isn't conquered yet. Real wages have only begun to increase, and the Fed isn't done. This is the Journal reminding those bull cases on Wall Street that it's not off to the races. The Federal Reserve says 2% is the target. However, I welcome Veronique de Rougier of the Mercatus Center, my guide on the task of the Federal Reserve. Veronique, the impression we get from the inflation number, the CPI, there's always more data coming. The CPI is that the 10 hikes in the last year are finally resulting in a reduction of the inflation number, now at 3%, although the core is much higher at 4% or 4.1. The Wall Street Journal sounds like a schoolmarm saying, do your homework. Is it warranted to remind everyone that inflation is not beaten? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, it is warranted because, as you and I have talked about many times, Wall Street would have wanted the Fed to stop fighting inflation 7, 8, 9 months ago. They've always been against this. And there's a tremendous amount of pressure on the Federal Reserve to actually stop fighting inflation. And the problem is, like, if they stop too early, it's going to go up again. And as you said, core inflation is nowhere near where we want it. And I assume that the market has already priced in a fair amount of the future hikes, because people are expecting that there will be future hikes. So I'm just kind of, yeah, it's important to remind people that it's not done.
There is a term, a metaphorical term, now being bandied about, soft landing, meaning that the Fed is like, it's like a fairy tale, not too hot, not too cold, just right. Is that possible?
It's hard. And we're in a situation that we haven't seen before, where interest rates have gone up quite dramatically, and yet the impact, the traditional big recession impact that we would see with such a rapid hike has not taken place. The NGDP trend is way above where it should be, and it shows that there's still a lot of heat in the economy. So there's just a lot of abnormality there. And so it's hard to tell. I mean, we have to remember that the tool used by the Federal Reserve is one that's very crude, moving interest rates and hoping that somehow they're going to be able to move the rate exactly the right amount to actually have some real and really fine impact on a $32 trillion economy is, I think it's a little delusional. They have a very crude tool, and I think it's going to be really hard to do a really soft landing.
Bidenomics, your new column at Creators Syndicate, identifies Bidenomics as good marketing, and it works. The president is pleased to talk about it. My understanding of Bidenomics is that it means spending a lot of money, or as you say, the Biden administration took spending to another level. Is not it a fact that that spending is part of the inflation story? So Bidenomics is driving the inflation?
Yeah, I mean, we know that the American Rescue Plan and the is a big part of the inflation story that we're going through right now. So yes, his spending has definitely contributed to the inflation, and it's part of the problem. And if it continues, and it would very likely continue if there is a second term, it definitely makes the role, the job of the Fed in controlling inflation, it makes it much, much harder. I mean, it's worth noting when we talk about like how much spending there's been under unified Democratic Congress, there's been roughly $5 trillion that is going to be spent over 10 years just just looking at the decision made by Unified Democratic Congress.
You've been traveling, and inflation is a story around the world, except in China, where they're using the word deflation. The intention of the European Central Bank is to continue to raise rates. We're told the intention of the Federal Reserve, even though it's a crude tool, is continuing to raise rates. The last time we spoke, the year 2025 seemed to be a good place to say inflation would be contained at 2%. Do you stay with 2025, Veronique?
Well, I don't know exactly. I don't have a crystal ball, right? But I know that what I know is that we're nowhere near where we should be. Because remember, the target, the 2% target is not we hit 2% in one particular month, but we stay there. And it's the 2% on average. So in theory, you would have, even after we hit 2%, to get a 2% average, I mean, we would have to continue going down quite dramatically. So I don't know exactly when we're going to be done. And I'm worried that if the Fed kind of stops and starts again and stop and starts again, it's going to take longer.
Jobs. The Bidenomics talks about creating, what is it, 13, 14 million jobs. Is that accurate?
Well, I mean, that many jobs were created, but it's actually David Stockman, who was the President Reagan's budget director, has actually explained this really well, and people are going to understand this. It's like they're not created, they're born again. They're born again jobs. So basically, a lot of jobs were created during the pandemic. And most of this job, I think it's like 72% of the 13.4 million jobs are actually just jobs that came back once people were allowed to work. And there's still many more of these jobs on the sidelines that could come back. And some of the rest, they're the results of higher wages due to the inflation. So I don't know that there's anything to brag about on the part of the president.
Final term, 30 seconds, regulatory reform. That's not part of the Bidenomics. And can it help?
Yeah, I mean, if you called regulatory reform a la Biden means a lot more regulation, and it's the reverse of what we should do. We should free the economy to basically reduce inflation
right
through the enormous supply.
Veronique Durazier of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.